My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He's currently Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council here in Washington. And General, it's always good to have you with us.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
Obviously, the major thing involving our military continues to be the war on terrorism. We continue to be in Afghanistan. And now in the last week and change, we've obviously seen more flames literally in the Middle East as four of our diplomatic corps, including our ambassador, were killed in Libya, riots around U.S. embassies in many other countries in the Middle East as well. What does all this outrage say to you following your 3.5-plus decades in the military?
Yeah, well, first of all, our military has been at war for 11 years now, and it's tired. It has taken a toll on the families. The suicide rates are very high, particularly in the Army and the Marine Corps, where the returning troops have been up close and personal with the enemy, so to speak. So this is a difficult period for our military with a lot of stress on them. I am one who is very concerned about their future because with programmed cuts plus the sequestration cuts, we're going to bring our military back and probably not even be able to replace the worn-out equipment that they have. And I think that what that's going to do is contribute to a degradation of the morale of our military, but also, more importantly, to the readiness of our military. So I'm very concerned. Now, with regards to the events that are taking place around the world today, at this point, that's not a military problem. It's a diplomatic problem. I mean, our military is certainly engaged in Afghanistan with people who are strategizing every day for how to kill them, and we're seeing the evidence of that. But I think across the board, this is a diplomatic problem. This is a result of a failed U.S. foreign policy.
One of the things I know you focused on recently is the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood. There's obviously been a debate about perhaps influence it has even in our own administration. We're obviously seeing it in Egypt as the Muslim Brotherhood has won parliamentary and now presidential elections. And one of their great demands after immediately taking power is the release of the blind sheikh who's most responsible for the 1993 World Trade Center attack. So what do you think we're seeing in terms of the message we're hearing from the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, first of all, a lot of us, myself included, were criticized at the very beginning of the Arab Spring for saying this is not a democracy movement, not a Jeffersonian democracy, certainly. The concept of freedom for the Muslim Brotherhood under Islamic theology is freedom from man-made laws, and the concept of liberty is liberty according to Sharia. So what I think that they are seeing is they are seeing weakness on the part of America. And I think that they have been emboldened by the feckless policies of the administration, which has given them a lot of courage and a lot of hope for the Islamic caliphate or the super state coming together as they see these countries falling one after the other. And we have done absolutely nothing to discourage that except show more weakness. So I think that the fact that they would attack our embassy and we would apologize for some doofus American that made some doofus film is just an indication of just how far America has gone and how bad our message is to the people that want to destroy us.
Do you still believe there's a significant infiltration risk in our own government?
Oh, listen, our government is so infiltrated, and the Muslim Brotherhood in America has so much influence in this country. It is incredible. If Americans only took the time to do the proper research and find out just how deep this infiltration into our government is, it would just frighten you. I just gave a talk on this last weekend to some folks here in Washington, and they walked away saying, "Why don't we know this?" And my answer is because it is not in the interest of the mainstream media's agenda to tell you.
I know we don't have as much time as you had last weekend, but real quickly, a bullet point or two, how deep does this go?
Well, it goes very deep. We have within, let's just say, the Department of Homeland Security, two of the top people there with very high-level security clearances are known to be associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Republican and Democratic parties are both infiltrated. Every government entity, to include the Department of Defense, have people that are known to have had associations with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, Michelle Bachmann recently raised the issue of Huma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's closest aide, and her parents' association with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, she got blistered by her own party as well as the mainstream media. So it's bad.
The last policy issue related to the strength of the military right now, and that you mentioned sequestration a moment ago, $500 billion in program cuts, another $500 billion on the chopping block through sequestration due to the failure of the super committee following the debt ceiling deal of last summer. You've painted a little bit of a picture on what that would look like in terms of not being able to replace worn-out equipment. What else would that mean for our readiness?
Well, it reduces the all the services are reduced, the Navy in particular, down to World War One levels at a time when freedom of navigation, because of the global economy and free trade, is very important for America to maintain a very robust Navy as well as land capabilities. But there are other things in there. We're going to shift our focus to the Pacific Rim. Well, let me just tell you up front, I will prophesy here. We're going to wind up back in the Middle East and be unprepared for it because we always get back to the Middle East for two reasons, Israel and oil.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.